Everybody,
and Teresa's going to go first.
So I need to before can
you want to get
sent up there?
Everybody who's here?
Sure.
Put a row of chairs in, and people stand behind, and we'll get a...
Sure, roll the camera.
Let's do it. Or we... I don't have a camera. My phone's off.
I have one there. I don't know if I got the
whole thing. You turn on the lights.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys stand up, and we'll have some people sit in front.
Bring a chair.
Bring my...
Shortest distance. Yeah. Oh yes. Yeah, smart.
There you go.
They told me to stand, so I
won't get like a better background with the red.
Yeah, but some people will probably be in.
Oh yeah.
You can see if we can turn the lights brighter.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I have a call.
Yeah.
What's his name? Got his iPad.
What's his name?
Yeah, I forgot.
Already?
I'm an old guy.
Yeah,
I think it is.
More light.
Darn right.
Ma'am, do you think you can take a picture for us?
Thank you.
We can do the food, but Teresa goes first.
I don't think anybody needs that. Just to go shoe
wet, anybody.
Went out wet.
No, it's not serious allergies and have to get it before contamination happens.
Fair enough. You take off the lids or
put off the lids or
yeah.
Yeah, it's most people don't even figure out how
she is. You see what after.
Well, but a lot of people will say they're not drinking.
You know, I think what we're missing is drinks.
Right.
But if you don't know, there's a cafe right around the corner.
Everything has a level of
drinks.
Where's the sun?
This one back here.
I guess that's why you can't get
the hardest thing, I guess.
Right.
I was 17 feet on the top.
16?
ASL.
Happy holidays.
I'll take the whole tray.
ALS 500. I use that part of the time. Of course, my neighbors don't like it when I'm on 7.
Well, it'd be nice if you live right on the beach on the island.
Yeah, the water.
I think there's international allocation that the FCC just hasn't actually given us.
Yeah.
I think there's an international one. Let's
see if I can give us a map.
Have you
read
one
last
year?
You did
it
online,
all right?
Yeah.
I did it
on
one
side.
I did it on yours.
It reminds me of one of the ones on the
other. I think it's like it was so horrible. I couldn't set up it because I wanted to do it. I don't remember.
Mine was due November 16th. They don't give you
a lot of
certificate anymore.
I don't. It's all on money, Frank.
Cheap. So what I did is I just went back on QR and saw that it was updated.
You probably could print it out if you need to put one.
Anybody have any cool vacation plans for holidays?
Staying home?
Nope. That's not vacation plans.
All depends on where you live.
You and I hopefully are going to go to Mount Smith.
I'm taking 3 weeks in the RV.
Nice.
Here to Dallas and back.
Wow.
And I'll bring the study pole and my radio.
I've heard that West Texas is really my gap. Yeah. Thank you, Don.
Good job. This nothing wrong.
No, I didn't even know. I guess
you can still look at your broadcast on what was it? ATRS.
I don't know
what
ATRS.
That works for you too. Mm-hmm. He could add a smartphone to his radio, right? To do ATRS.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know.
When are you leaving?
December 19th.
Oh, we have time to educate you. No one.
I'm thinking about getting a tiny track.
That's right.
Free to drive. Tiny track set up. I'm leaving my RV.
Smartphones have GPS keys. Oh,
thank you.
We do mention there's an app. I'll get to it. They're all on that.
Perfect.
Pocket what?
Yeah.
Pocket packet. I'll try to board your asteroid.
I'm looking right here. I'm looking at my pocket.
I said,
how do I
do
that on my radio?
Thank you.
He can do it for you in 5 minutes right now.
You just have that cable. Let's look at radio now.
Just your audio cable, right?
Yeah.
I'll put your audio on your phone.
Which I don't really want to do.
My girlfriend's one of the two. My girlfriend has it's called assisted GPS, and it needs the cell phone to start the GPS.
Mm.
She has a Samsung Note 3.
Mm.
Right.
And they haven't burned up yet?
No, the 3's okay. The 7 in particular.
I heard that. They had one that was a Note 5 burned up.
A what?
A Note 5 burned up.
Yeah,
they're pressing all the
battery go rogue, but they pushed the 7 so close to its discharge rate that it's causing dendrites and burning out the...
Is that what they're coming up with the cause?
I don't know, dendrites or what? What's actual... Wait, your anode and cathode are too close, it arcs and it shorts the battery out.
Is that why if you stab it with a screwdriver, that type of battery, it'll uncontrollably turn on fire?
No, that.
Because I've seen videos of that. You just take any
sharp object,
any lithium, because they're like pancakes. If you just stab through it with a
it'll blow up on
it. Well, it doesn't blow up. It doesn't actually.
It's thermal runaway.
Essentially, it burns.
You're still negotiating.
And you can't be stopped.
It's probably once
so
you
it's
puncture
done.
It, you get
those spacecraft now.
Yeah, exactly.
Micrometeorites. We got a shield.
Yeah.
You know, the radio.
Those are iron.
The radio control people, they will, at least what they're supposed to do is actually have a little asbestos bag or a fireproof bag. Stick the batteries in when they recharge it because they're cutting all the corners they can. They're running huge discharge rates and the lightest batteries they can get. And so I think they're and they're doing it where they have chargers that are smart enough to do anything you want, but they don't know which thing.
They're usually in a hurry.
Exactly.
But I've seen a couple guys that have racing quads come down our area where I am. And they all have bags. They all know how dangerous their batteries are. So.
Jeez.
Yeah. But that's the same battery that's in your pocket.
Yeah. Well, the one in your pocket will have a somewhat less aggressive charge,
right?
I think.
Well, it's only because it's less material in it.
No, the RC dies They'll have charges where you can just tell it the charging rate, and if you want to shorten the life of your battery, you can do it. The phone tries to not be quite, tries to be more idiot-proof. But, I mean, I have a charger where I would get a commercial charger that I had an old battery, commercial charger wouldn't bring it up because it decided it was a problem. And I could stick it on my RC charger, and I could tell it to bring it up, and it would do it, and then the other charger would accept it. But, of course, I also could have told it to destroy it. So it would have shrugged and said,
"Your battery's going on." You can change your charge rate, and you can buy a higher or lower performance battery. And that's a 7. They decided to get 5% more power, and you brought them too close to the runaway mode. And they made a mistake. They could have been the winner. Hey, our phone only needs to be charged every 12 hours, and they'd have the best one on the market. But
which phone is this?
Nexus 7. Is that not Nexus 7? Nexus 7. Nexus 7.
I was just saying, I didn't think I had heard of the Nexus. Not very long.
So it's a great phone that got destroyed by a bad battery decision?
Yeah. Shocking. And most people don't understand it's just a battery.
It's harder than the whole company.
Yeah, it is. But it is a no-win situation. Airlines only fly with it. Well, you can get mine, but...
No,
they're not supposed to, but they won't check it. They're not going to check which phone I've got. Well, every flight, I've been on lately, they say the specific brand and name of that phone.
Right.
You have it, you can't. Right. If you can't go on board. And the reason is, they can have a recall, but all it takes is X number of guys to not go on through the recall, and then you're allowed on the airplanes, and you're toast.
So are you thinking about retiring seriously, or?
Well, other than the weight, what do we think of the food?
I think the food is good.
It's
good.
It's salty, as usual.
So we want to start the party portion. Welcome, everybody. For 2016, I want to thank King Kong for taking over the net, and Teresa and Clark on Fridays. And thank you for all your work. It was great.
Yeah, where's Clark at?
Remember we had that repeater failure in the beginning of 2016. We were on a different repeater for one and back on this one. That was great. Thank you.
Whatever happened to getting our own repeater? Did that kind of pull by the wayside?
That's too hard.
Is it?
It's going to be too hard. We have the stuff for one. Sitting up on the top of AA.
Oh, we can't get a pair. We're talking about...
Yeah, I was assuming the problem.
Can't get a pair. If we get more activity in the club, maybe we'll think of that. But with most meetings have 4 or less people showing up, maybe more activity, more active users.
You could probably get a pair on 220, but that has its own problems.
Yeah, I think we're set. I think the stuff, equipment we have is for 2 meters.
Is it 2 meters or 440?
No. I don't remember now. We talked about it a year or two ago.
Yeah,
you're probably right.
Last I heard, both had a really bad rating list. That's why I said 220 is what's left. And nobody has a 220 rating?
Yeah, 220 radios are like end seats.
Is it?
Yeah.
I have one, but it's... I actually have one, but it's ancient.
Yeah, I have one too, but it's battery dead.
Well, it's because that frequency is not worldwide. A lot of other countries hams don't have access to it, so the manufacturers are reluctant to sell radios there. But anyway, also we did the HFNet started this year. We did it nearly every month. We had several successes, and now this past couple months we're starting to introduce digital. In fact, just the other day I did it, and we contacted Chantilly successfully by voice. They could hear us on digital, but they could not transmit. And so we're also thinking of ways to improve that we've discussed earlier, maybe trying something other than PSK31. I wanted to change the frequency we're using for PSK31 is not the correct one. We're too close to the JT65 stuff. So at least move that. And but it's continuing. And I also found out that the Chantilly Club isn't an AEA club.
Yes, that's right. Really?
We learned that just yesterday.
What does that mean?
They talked to the club and they said they didn't want to be an AEA club because they didn't want to have rules. But then I said, you guys are crazy. The corporation gives you free money.
You don't need any money.
The rules are not a big deal. And so maybe they'll change. I told them, hey, we get like $4,000 a year. And that could pay for their equipment because they only have 100 watts. They don't have an amplifier. And so that could pay for a whole station to improve it. And the main purpose for these clubs is emergency communication. So
yeah,
I encourage them to become a club, become official, and we'll see what happens.
Is there any particular rule that they don't like?
I didn't get into that, but...
Okay.
You have to have dues. You have to have dues. You have to have certain things in your bylaws, which I don't think are onerous. And like the dues structure is defined. Like we had to change it last year because the Air Force people were paying the same amount as aerospace people. And for an AEA club, the aerospace people have to get a discount somehow. So the Air Force, that makes the Air Force people have to pay more.
How much more?
A dollar or something?
$24 versus $18 for aerospace people.
Wow.
Yeah. And retirees went up from 6 to 12. That's why you're down at 12.
Okay.
So retirees are still cheaper. But
yeah.
So I think that was a good success. We did Hammett Forward last year, and we bought five free online technician courses and one free general course.
Man, good.
And Tom did the general course and passed. And the three technician courses are with Jason and Garrett Sorensen, who's not here, unfortunately, and Anthony. They're at a different party, or else they would be here. And we still have two more technicians available. We might consider whether we want to buy another set. That would give us another general at least, and five more technicians to give out next year at different events, or if we get other people that want a online course. What do you guys think? Should we buy another set of that?
Do we have anyone that wants to move up to general?
Any technicians here that want to move up to general?
Yeah.
You are? Okay. So there's a volunteer for the general. And then that will give us more technicians because we only have two to give out.
It's not that
expensive. It's $15 times five, I think it is.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's very helpful.
I think so.
Oh, let's just do it.
Okay. I'll write that down, secretary, please.
Gutter pad, papers, get ready.
Okay, so that worked out well. Field day we had in June. We had five people participating this year. Made 25 contacts, 4 hours on the air. It took 10 hours from start to stop of the whole thing. Maybe next year let's get a few more contacts and maybe a few more hours on the air. We'll see. We get more enthusiastic about it.
What bands?
What
bands were you in?
20 and 40. We tried VHF, but we did. Our VHF setup was terrible. So what I think we might do for VHF is one of the things we thought about at the end of last year, which we haven't done anything about, is make the VHF a multiband radio and a multiband antenna and have like one person do all the VHF and then the other people work concentrate on the HF stuff. But we can't, we have the radios to go single band on the VHFs. I think we need a better setup on that too.
Do you have SSB capability on 2 meters?
No.
That.
We have very old single band Kenwood radios.
I'm not sure, but I want to say it seems like there's more activity for field day on single sideband. And it just makes sense. I actually think I think that the portable ICOM, I think my ICOM, the 706, I think will do 2 meter single sideband.
Okay, that's
so
okay.
If that's something that's interesting enough, I mean, you'd have to get a beam, but yeah, we can check that. But I think it is, and if it is, then we could just that'd be an alternative. It's a different kind of thing. I've never done SSB on 2 meters, and I'd like to. So that's something I'd like to learn eventually.
This was our setup on the road. I really liked it for the antennas. Next time we'll go a bit earlier, like maybe 2 weeks before, and put up our no parking signs, so that we'll get rid of the TDY cars that you see here. The blue Civic that was mine, it's being an anchor. But the other cars are TDY cars. We'll have to get rid of. And we found that these are Archie's masts, fiberglass masts.
Oh, they worked out well for you.
They worked out pretty well. At the tip, they're pretty darn floppy.
Yes, at
the very tip part. And so you got to figure out exactly what you want to do with them. I think what we might do next year is use the light poles that are actually right where the photographer is standing in the middle of the structure.
Oh, yeah.
And run some dipoles between the inverted Vs on those light poles, I think, would be a good option.
Too bad you don't have any dirt.
Because the radio, the antennas are cheap. We can roll them up, put them in a bag, or on a reel, and individual reel, so that they can be deployed easily, and all you need is one mast, which is the light pole. So...
How high is the light make it building sound for
solar? It's like literally 25 feet. But this is on top of the parking structure. So we already have 50 feet in the air from the structure itself.
That should have been good for you guys down here.
Yep.
Because you guys know you're in an RF suck-up hole down here.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's all.
We had the Oktoberfest that Tom and Bob helped us with, and they demonstrated PSK and JT65 out in the mall, and they even recovered from having a failed radio. That's good emergency communications activity there. Anthony Lim won our radio. We put in the raffle, and they gave out lots of flyers. And here's some, and they even activated our call sign on Logbook of the World, if you see down below. And got some contacts and confirmations in Logbook of the World. And the map shows you all those little yellow flags are places that heard our signal all the way into Europe during the middle of the day. How many watts was that?
About 25, 30, something like that.
25 watts.
Wow.
Okay. We also had the CERT event, which was a lesson in learning, I think.
Yeah.
It didn't happen the way it was told that we would happen, so we had to scramble and change our tactics and things. But I think we had a lot of fun doing it and learning lessons and stuff, and to be prepared for next time, because this is one of the reasons we exist, is emergency communications helping out the corporation is, I think, should be one of our big themes. So I think that was great, and that was also in October. Now, the nitty-gritty, election of officers. These are our current officers. Are there anybody else that would like to volunteer for an officer position or to put their hat in the ring and run?
Don't you usually just elect all the people that didn't attend, isn't that how
that works? You can do that.
Yeah, I second that motion.
I'm probably not allowed to make a motion. But
I do allow
this as a motion.
So, do I have any volunteers put their hats in the ring? How about the Tom and Bobs of the world?
I'm currently the director of Manhattan Beach Rotary International Project, so I'm...
That's a completely separate thing. That doesn't count. That's not ham radio related.
We don't want to go.
Let's see. Next year, maybe?
Okay. How about the existing officers? Are you willing to serve another year?
I am. This year, my time's been really limited. I don't think it will be any worse next year. But if anyone would like to step up, my feelings won't be hurt.
Yeah, mine either. Okay, so who's gonna motion for the existing officers to
I make a motion.
Stay.
Need a second.
Second. Okay. Okay, we're official.
You're done.
Let's go. Yes.
Thank you, guys.
That's
left in the pool.
That's right. Now, to the reason you're all here.
Half the reason people
are here. Half the reason. The food and the raffle. Here's the our rules. A person only round to take home one prize. If you win a higher prize, you choose the...
It says when your Archie won like four of the five.
Yeah, we had...
That's the Archie.
Archie made the most money, too.
Last year? Is that what happened? Last year?
No, a couple of years ago.
One lady won four prizes or something like that.
Yeah.
At once.
Well, I'm not the only one. Joe Barger won about four or five, including a 607?
But it's all in the past, because now we have
new rules. These rules were handed out before you bought your tickets.
Do they have to go to the bylaws or anything like that?
Yeah, they say a new room sweeps cleaner than an old room does.
Okay. Everybody's tickets are in the bucket. Okay. Ladies first.
Yeah. And then the winner picks the next one. You go
winner
down
picks
line.
The next one.
That one. All right.
118-388-85.
Okay.
Okay, you win the $300.
That's Jesus, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jess. I go by Jess.
Oh, Jess. Okay.
Next one is 118-3841.
What's the last three?
3841. 841.
841.
Look in the back. I think that might be
good. Look in the back. Or just
Albert.
That's me.
That's
the guy.
All right, Albert.
Thank you. Wow. Where's that to?
Where do you want? You talk to Joe.
Oh, maybe we can get a hold of him.
Anybody?
All right. 3876.
I think that's me.
That's you.
That's me. Thank you.
$100.
Thank you.
Wow.
Can't complain about that.
3788.
The last four are 3788.
Got it.
Is that you, Archie?
Yeah.
Okay.
6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6 9 6 6
$50.
Yay, I made my money back.
Yeah, we're done. So you're not, if we had done the low first, then we could have swapped. 809.
809.
Anybody 809? Pass the picture tickets up late. 809.
I'm 714.
It would have been after me, right?
718.
809.
K68. K68. I'm waiting for him to look at the back. Because I can't see them.
That's Don, right?
Yep.
Good.
Tom Taylor. Ready? Last prize. 883.
That's me again.
Okay. There you go. You get to pick.
744.
744.
Okay, that's
it. Is there any other business? Any changes you want to make in the club? Any presentations that you want or can do, you're knowledgeable about a particular part of ham radio and you want to share it with others, like the sharing is caring.
Is anybody in here on a 9100 ICOM?
You better have a 9100.
Huh?
Nope.
Nope. Nope. Nope. Well, I can't make a presentation on because I don't know how the damn thing
you
works.
Too. YouTube.
I tried 45 YouTubes and I still can't make the damn thing work.
You can give it to me.
I can do
it's probably the effect of YouTube.
I should just give it away.
I'll trade you straight across.
My kids would have a hernia. They said, why are you spending so much money on this darn thing? I said, I made it, I'll spend it. They said, well, what about us? I said, you're on your own, K-Man Yo-Yo. You're on your own, General.
You can't be in the world with nothing.
That's
you can
awesome.
Go out
there. General, they'll inherit it someday, and you'll have a radio, a great radio. So, yeah.
Well, I'd be happy to come over and troubleshoot with you.
Oh, you would?
Absolutely.
It's a big old boat. I think it weighs 2,500 pounds.
Yeah.
25 pounds.
Okay. He was like 2,500 pounds.
Yeah. I'll get you on that spot right here, and I can't even move the darn thing. That's how heavy it is.
Awesome.
Like one of those old board anchors you used to have, like an SP-600 and all that stuff.
Okay. And you're going to teach us about which on January?
Wimlink.
Wimlink. We got a Wimlink presentation for January. Any other people want to do presentations? Can we have another APRS presentation?
Sure.
Okay, we should do that.
I mean, give me some more plans.
Yes, exactly. When
you
get good at it.
What do you want?
And actually, we want to do a quick trip. We want to do a quick tutorial for you before you go, so it's working on your trip.
Yeah, I think that's just on my phone.
Yeah.
Tell me what happened.
Keylink, right?
Well, Pocket Packet, or depends on what kind of phone you have.
Android,
so APRS Droid.
APRS
Droid. Yeah, or
I'll use my old phone.
Yeah.
And just get a... a little jack.
Uh-huh.
And it's got to be the right kind of cable to be the
I'll
smash,
figure out the cable.
But that's figure out.
Okay. So if you're asked, anybody want editor presentation?
We'll do soda.
February or March? What do you want for APRS? What month?
April.
April, secretary, please. Right. And what about what else?
Soda in April, May.
Some's on the air.
When do you want to do that?
May.
May is talking a lot about Field Day.
May's
going to
be for May prep.
Yeah. March. Maybe March.
We'll probably come a few more.
What are we doing in March?
March, soda.
S-O-T-A.
So what's on the air?
We actually took the club's kegs 3 to the summit of a mountain.
Awesome.
Yeah. A few weeks
back. Some miles on it.
We did a little APRS, right?
I broke part of the pole.
We don't want to carry the leading pole anymore. It's too bad. Tom went out about a fishing pole, and we're going to make an interview.
Well, you could just, if it'll fit, you could take one of the fiberglass poles.
I didn't know you had one.
We have 3.
Awesome. Are they, how tall?
33 feet.
I don't think we need 33 feet, so we'll just take... Oh, but we also hike with them, so how short...
Yeah, they're
like this three feet.
About the same sort.
But you could strap into the back of the backpack or whatever.
I'll use them to walk in the stick.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about that.
Anyway. Okay. I'm gonna modify the buddy pole system. I'm going to get whatever I need to do. There is a way I can set up two... Band verticals at the same. So I'm going to do 20 and 40 at the same time. I'm going to see if I need more parts on those.
Will you have a switch?
Huh?
Will you use a switch to make?
No, it's for multiband. Multiband 20 and 40 from the same antenna, portable antenna system. Any other? Any other presentation ideas?
Yeah, make your own antenna. We may make a 2-meter, right, directional?
Okay. Yeah, it's on my list of things too.
Yeah, we looked at a website that shows you how to
treat that.
So yeah. It would be a tape measure antenna with a 1x1 block of tape wood.
Yeah.
And then we'll show you how to hook it up to the antenna analyzer and tweak it before you take it down.
You don't want to build a J-pole? We'll get to that. Okay.
I already did it. That's why I'm not too worried about it.
How about September?
So we're in the
is August is what happened after the field of
September is what? Bob is doing what in September?
Yeah, 2-meter.
Two-meter antenna.
Okay.
Let's get the stuff so we can build it in the meeting.
Okay.
I already have it, yeah.
No, for everybody else.
Oh, enough so that everybody can build their own if they want?
Sure. Hey, we'll sign people up. They just get enough for a number sent up.
Okay.
Sounds good. So I did it?
2 months before, we'll shoot out an email and ask people who want to build their own. Anything
about that?
It's an Arduino.
Raspberry Pi and Arduino. Do we have experts?
I might be an expert.
We can play around
with an expert.
With ham radio?
What's that?
With ham radio?
Not so much, but I'm really
okay. What'd you build so far?
I've used it to control lights. Use it to control cameras. Got a little robot.
I used it at work to control the shutter over the telescope. Mirror cover.
I see.
Over the telescope with the
group
we have.
Oh, okay.
Also, to let you know, I will be going next August to the eclipse. And if we want to partner with an astronomy club, you're all invited to go to the eclipse. And the astronomy club is going to Rexburg, Idaho. Because that's a place that'll have, is going to have good weather, and you'll have a total eclipse for, I think it's two minutes and 20 seconds or so, August 17th. Wow. Of 2017, so make your plans if you want to go see that.
I hear most places are already selling out. Yeah,
lots of places are selling out.
Selling out?
Hotels.
Oh, okay.
Reservations, I guess. Okay. Hotels and stuff.
Places with
I'm taking my RV, so I don't really care. I can pull over to the side of the road or whatever for that day. So if you want to do anything, maybe we could. I'm not going to try an EME setup, but that could be something that could be done.
Watch.
It would be cool. EME during an eclipse.
This would be darn cool. Any room for stowaway in your RV?
No altitude control in that RV.
Surface pros.
Alright. Well, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you for coming.
Good job. Thank you for setting it up.
Okay.
Good job.
Awesome.
Playing
with that,
really.
I left him a voicemail. I never heard anything back.
Really?
Email. Never heard anything back.
Yeah, you have to talk to her to get that family done.
Okay.
So no worries.
$5?
Oh my God.
My goodness, I have to pay for it?
No, you don't have to.
You can almost get something very cheap for it.
The good thing about it is that it also connects to the internet too. So if you are so inclined, you always have to try it.
I think the number
uses GPS.
Go down some trees and you go on two side bands.
Thanks. But also
I'm a year and more.
What's
an APRS? Trying to get my 733 fixed.
It is. It has to be assigned to your call sign. Oh, that's Google. Where do I get my APRS? Passcode connections.
You can request longer line.
Yeah. Or you can go to a website and type in your call sign.
Modular plug.
Oh, okay.
Do I need a separate one for each installation?
No.
Otherwise,
and the convention, I'm sure you're familiar with, like, use your call sign and dash. So it's like with your person, something that's on you, be like dash 1 March 3, and then for like if you have your home station set up, you
dash
10.
16 months.
You really don't have to put that.
So
in your car,
I'm going to do it is take out a
whole phone
and put this on it, and I have an old 2 meter radio.
But
I just
sent
it to
1 foot.
Yeah,
44390. Can't see the little water.
44390.
See if I got continuity.
What you're going to put it on both then?
Oscar Delta.
Oscar Delta.
You know, our application when we go up on the mountains for the sun's on the air,
he's got
that's how you
really good voice for the air, you know. It sounds like somebody in a control tower.
Nice and calm.
You just said we were up there and needed
to put quite distinctly in metal. Very easily.
Well, I put it in mountain coolness. So,
so when you're doing soda, how are you doing your calls? Your contacts? Is it just SSB?
We did single side band at that line. It was good to start just to like rack up a few because you have to have four to make a aggregation. And I needed batteries. What I installed in the Astro KX3 in some ways, it didn't last very long. So we only made two or three 40 minute
strikeouts. So, Should it have rechargeables and will it recharge itself if we plug it into stuff?
The best thing to do is to bring the external
fibers kind of
like the ones we have.
Like there's no reason to dig the internal battery with this particular module because they don't last
You were in
only mode. It lasts. No idea. Transmission is 24.
But what on your KX2 or you would
do? The KX2 has a different battery design.
So then, let's see, I'm looking inside. Do they have a swap for the KX3 to swap it to lithium or something in China?
Thank you. You don't mean to give a call to Carlos to see if he wants that cable, that the extension cord or not. You want to take it, right? You get
one. We'd like to put it in the van.
If we put it in the trailer, then it could be useful for...
It's a long extension cord, I think.
Right, but it could be useful for field day and also for emergency use.
Okay.
Because we can move the generator farther away or something.
It's pretty heavy.
I'll check to see if it makes sure. I'll give Carlos a call,
because he probably doesn't want it. He said he could use it upstairs in the encounter range, but they have extension cords up there. They probably don't use something that long.
We're trying to clean up. I'll send something to the
VA, and they're going to give you one to check it out before we install it.
We can check with our guys just to make sure that they're no possibly interfere with our stuff.
More food.
Oh yeah, I'll take a plate out for tonight.
All right, I'll see you guys.
See ya.
Aren't you doing much on HF?
About once, twice a week. Well, let's see, I've got 1, 2, 3 vets that I go to on HF. That's about it.
Oh, Archie, I need your contact info so I can come over and help you with that 9100. I'm going to try that out.
Do you do email or phone? What's your preference?
Email is my preference.
All right. Give me your email. Mm-hmm. Unless Don, is he already on the distro list?